I'm a big shit talker. I'm a big shit talker. Yeah, yeah. Big shit talker. Big shit talker. Big shit talker. Big shit talker. I'm a big shit talker. I'm a big shit talker. I'm in a titty bar smacking hoes. No
chill. Fun talk about. It's so raunchy. It's so bitter. I love getting feedback when it's not definitely along the same wavelength. It's good. I always talk about that. You need people to come into your life and be able to reflect on some of the things you're doing. And my podcast is a way of doing that, obviously. And it's good when somebody says that they take offense to some of the things I say and how I do them. And I have no problem with that. I'm all ears. It's very interesting when people give you criticism of what you do and how you go about doing it. And I just sit back, okay, well, let me have at it. Go ahead. I'm all ears. And, you know, I was talking to a person about that. And they mentioned that basically the way I'm going about and journaling my thoughts and my rants and getting on my soapbox is something that's going to be detrimental to my daughter. And it's something that they were saying, look, if my kids heard that or if my family heard that, they'll be offended with some of the things you're saying. I'm like, whoa, you know, okay, duly noted. I appreciate that. Nothing wrong with getting direct honesty. It's really good. But it goes back to my whole point, right? There is no right or wrong when you go about doing what you do. And it's I get it. I mean, I'm not saying that what I do is PG. It's just think of it this way. The way I view this is when you're in your head. You remember that show, Herman's Head? And you're having a moment emotionally, whether it's a good or bad or sad, whatever it is. You go through it and you rant about it. And you maybe talk about it to your significant other. You talk about it with your best friend. You talk about it with somebody as far as your different personalities. But of course, when you're at work and when you're around your loved ones or people that you know you have to exude a certain posture, not a posture, but a certain behavior, then you're going to do it. The way I feel anyway is I exude what I feel. So if I'm having a conversation with an idiot and they're irritating me, then I'll go ahead and rant about it because I think it's normal. Because I think it's something that I feel my daughter needs to hear. I think my daughter needs to hear all the sides because all of us have different sides. All of us have different hats that we put on. We could be happy. We could be sad. We can be obsessive. We can be weird. We can be angry. We could be all these things, right? And then some people are different degrees more than others, right? And some people can articulate them better than others. So I get that. And this is not about trying to be charismatic or trying to create a fan base. Again, anybody understands that this podcast is definitely not being done for monetary value. It's more for leaving a trail for my little one because, again, I think it's important for her to know all different sides of me, know my flaws, know the things I think about at this juncture in life while she's 8 and a half. What was daddy thinking about at that stage? And then if she has kids, I mean, my grandkids, if I'm not around, they're going to know, hey, you know what granddad was all about. I remember him vaguely. You know, oh, man, he's just ranting about women. Oh, nothing has changed. You know? And I get that, though. How it could be offensive. And I was just scratching my head, though, when I was being told that, you know, it's going to traumatize your kid. I'm like, really? You want to know what trauma is? You know, trauma is when you get a gun put to your head, when you get shot at, when you're fighting for your life every day, when you live in poor environments and you having to fight every day for your pride and you have to worry about people pulling guns on you and being abused and all these different things that come with a traumatic childhood. Now, that's traumatic. You know, when you see the things that I've seen death, I've seen brains being blown out. You see people being abused in various ways. You see adults abusing drugs and alcohol. Have you ever seen a crackhead smoke? Have you ever seen one? Because I have. Have you ever seen someone inject? I have. I mean, yeah, right in your face. You see these things every day. And you got to process it and you got to, how do you deal with that trauma? That's real trauma right there. And for many of you that have been lucky and privy to not be around those circumstances and not be around those type of people, yeah, I could see how a little vulgar dialogue can rub you the wrong way. Yeah, but in reality, I think it's good. I think it's great because we have to all exude our flaws. And some of us don't embrace that reality. And heck, you know, my daughter may see this like, oh man, dad, you know, it's either going to go two ways. She's either going to be traumatized or she's going to laugh her ass off. Like, you know, dad, that grumpy old fuck. She's going to be like, you know, that grumpy old schmuck. You know, he's funny. You can't. And the thing is with her is that she's having an experience, amazing experience with me as dad, I believe anyway. Only she'll tell me the answer to that. And I won't know it until the very end, right? And she'll be able to contrast the podcast versus real life. It's like, okay, well, you know, some of the things dad thinks about, but I know he's different with me. And she's going to remember some of the lessons. What do you think? You think all comedians that are raunchy, that have kids, you think their kids are traumatized? You know? It's like, well, you think rappers, you know, rappers that talk about crazy stuff, you think their kids are going to be traumatized? Well, dad, you know, all that stuff you're rapping about really got to me. Come on, man. You guys got to be smarter than that. If you grew up in a loving, bubbled environment, awesome. I kudos to you. You know what? That's what I wish I had. We all wish we had that. Well, actually, I don't because I love who I am as a person. I always go back to that. I wouldn't be the person I am today if the things that I experienced didn't happen to me. So, yeah. So I would say that, I mean, just looking at some of the examples, you think that those people out there, I mean, think about a guy like Tiger Woods that's out there. I mean, got his history out there and then some, you know. You think his daughter's going to be traumatized for that? Or is she going to worry about the relationship that she had? How about O.J. Simpson's kids? You know, they're probably traumatized, but that's a different, that's trauma to me. Like that's real life, damn, that's fucked up shit type of trauma. When you're hearing your dad just talk shit about his adventures in dating or his views about life and growing and evolving and having this emotional psychobabble, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's you're trying to compare two things that are totally in different ballparks. And I think that's where I feel I always go back to my demeanor. I'm always cool. I'm always calm. I'm always easygoing. I'm not stressed out about traffic. I'm not stressed out about a phone call or a customer, whatever it is that you deal with at work, right? Because in the grand scheme of things, I've dealt with worse shit when I was a kid. Much worse. And I don't wish that upon anybody. You know? I don't wish that people getting shot at, knowing what a German 32 is and seeing blue tops and red tops in the corner. Those are crack products that, if you didn't know that from the urban area, the way crack is sold is through little bottles and it's cooked up and then chopped up into little blocks and they put them in these little capsules. And I know that not from a movie. I know that from real life. And then what you see is you see people hiding them in spots in the corner. So if the cops pull up on you, you don't got nothing on you. I mean, you run, but they don't got nothing on you. You keep the bundle. You keep the ball. And then when a cracker comes at you, you say, meet me around the back. You go to your spot. You grab it. Boom, boom. You give him two, and then he gives you 10. And you see a cracker go to ape shit. I mean, you know, how can I? This is not stuff I watch in a movie. This is just stuff real life. But I don't, it's no need to talk about it. So when there's trauma, there's trauma. You know, when you see your mom get beat up, right, by the neighbor because, you know, my mom's talking shit or maybe allegedly cheating going on and they're fighting out in the middle of the street. My mom's getting her ass kicked and my dad's just sitting there just watching the show. That's trauma for you. And I'm not even 9 years old. I see all this shit. So, again, I don't dabble in it because it's not something. You know, you shouldn't be proud of the stuff. And again, mine is small potatoes compared to what other people have experienced. Like I said, I've seen people die. I've seen people get shot. I've seen, you know, all the stuff that people rap about. I'm like, I hear you. And that's the part about it. You know, I grew up with some people back in those days in Connecticut. And I remember, I mean, one got shot from what I heard. He was 16, got shot. Other one was on the run. Yeah. Other one was in jail. And the other one went to the Air Force. And when I saw him, he was telling me I talk like a white boy. What can you say? Just life, right? So, yeah, going back to the podcast, it's like, yeah, I mean, is it offensive to you? Absolutely, it's offensive to you. Is it? Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about my life. I'm talking about my feelings. I'm on my soapbox every time for 10 to 15 minutes. It happens because when you are irate about how people are and how unaware people are about their ways, about their behaviors, about seeing things in the grand scheme of things, yeah. You got to just let your little one know, like, hey, you know, be mindful of these things. Don't be ignorant. Don't think that it's all about being entitled and being given all the things. It's all about you understanding that you own your life and you make the best of it. You surround yourself with people that are good. And I'm just talking about my experiences so that my little one can understand if she goes through it. Because, I think it's all about patterns, behavioral patterns. We all have them. And the way I go about explaining things may not be ideal. You know, there may be something that rubs people the wrong way. But DILIGAF, if you don't know what that is, look up the acronym. But it's very interesting, though, when people listen to it. But I look at it as humor. It's like, you know, when you ticked off and you go ahead and vent, it's just having fun. And I'm having fun with it, though. But I think it's a good way for my little one to know me. And, you know, hopefully I'm around long enough to have conversations with her like this. And then when the grandkids, when I'm not around, you know, if my daughter has future generations, by all means, you just got to look at it from that perspective. And it's like, you know, I'm speaking my honesty. I'm speaking what's in my head. And the difference is now I'm able to articulate a lot of my thoughts, where before, when you're younger, you're not able to do that. So I think it's just, that's the way I look at it. And I don't think there's, but I totally respect somebody that says it's not for them and they find it offensive. You know, if you're trying to marry me, I'm not going to make a good impression, but don't care. I mean, if you sit down with me, it's a totally different person you're going to get. Because I will be respectful. I will be nice to you. It's one thing. I'm always going to be respectful and nice to people. I'm not going to be raunchy like this. You kidding me? This is just more, again, a soapbox episode. Ranting away. And some people feel it. Some people don't. Cool. You know, you don't have to. But I always steer people this way because they have to hear what some of my thoughts are going inside. Because if you're listening to it and if you're telling me that you're perfectly totally in control and you don't have irate moments and that you don't get irritated about things and that nothing frustrates you, okay, you're better than me. Because this is somewhat cathartic to me and it has dual purposes. But to ignore the reality that we all have our flaws, that we all have our tantrums inside our heads, is just being ignorant about being a human.